What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Scenario, where we ask the important questions like, what would you do if you got a shitty superpower right here, right now, part two?
Electric Boogaloo.
Right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So we've got our special guests back again. They actually didn't leave.
They liked it so much.
Actually,
we've been here. Come back because it's a different day.
We've been here for 3 days. Please send water and food.
I asked to leave and they said no.
Got two scenarios out of it.
Sounds about right for us. We didn't stop talking.
We re-recorded the last one 6 times.
We forgot to actually start recording.
So your superpower is when you consume a liter of somebody's bodily fluids.
Oh my.
You can see their last memories.
What? A liter is a lot.
Their last memories is in what they just remember, or when they die, what their last memory
will
be.
Now this
So the liter could be blood.
If you consumed a liter of somebody, a dead person's bodily fluids, you'd be able to see their last memories.
And see who killed them.
Yeah.
If they were murdered.
Murder.
No, it sounds like a really good idea until you turn up to a crime scene. Like, I just need
Let me just drink.
I just need a minute to suck this guy off.
Turns up. With metal straw and just
in
just the body.
Ooh. They're like they're not dead yet. I'm like, yeah, but they might be.
But I'm really,
I'd be able to measure
the memory. I guess, yeah, you'd have to stop once the memory hits.
But you don't have blood every time, do you?
I don't want piss either.
It could be brain juice.
No, spit could be bad. I would like look.
Cerebral fluid.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine it tastes different.
Yeah,
I'm not drinking the brain.
I'm not drinking the brain.
But you'll get bored of blood after a while.
I'm not sure I would.
If you're a murder detective.
No.
Depends on the testicle.
So, if you're a murder detective and you
are... Jizz is done.
Jizz is done.
You are constantly...
I'm not sure you get a liter.
I've been drinking it. It's not working.
Wait, but do you have to do it all at the same time or is it over a lifetime?
Well, yeah. Could
now,
I drink...
Now, again, it doesn't specify.
Could I drink that liter over a week?
Yeah.
Could I mix it in with my tea?
I mean, the families are waiting to find out who killed them, but sure.
Who said I'm going to tell the family? I might just keep it.
But yeah, you don't want to know what his last memories are. It's an actual fact he's still alive and he witnessed me drink his blood.
He's currently in Argentina.
But I guess it would work over time, so...
Yeah, surely it's got to be It's got to be a dead person, though.
But it would be their last memory.
You could freeze their blood and drink it over the course of a month. Yeah, you get to a liter, like, oh.
But if it's an alive person, you'd only get the memory from the last bit you drank.
Well, that's what
their
I mean.
Their last memory from the last bit you drank.
So until they're dead, it's a shit option, really.
Well, yeah.
It's a pointless thing to consume.
It is a shit power.
Wouldn't it be scary, though, if one day you're just walking down the street and all of a sudden you get a memory?
And suddenly...
And you're like,
where's this come from?
And suddenly I've drank a litre of
somehow, somewhere, I have consumed a litre of this person's
There is
fluids.
A way.
How
there
have
is,
I done that?
There is a way that
well,
that can happen.
There's only one way.
There is a way that can happen. Through the rain.
Through no.
What?
What,
no,
are you
no,
absorbing
no,
it?
No. Rain is not somebody's bodily fluids. You're not getting a memory from God for drinking rain.
He is up there.
Yeah, if you're tasting rain and it tastes a bit weird, that's not rain.
If you're in the sea,
someone is pissing.
If
on
you're
you from
swimming
a high
in
building.
The sea on holiday and all
what,
of a sudden,
I get the memory of a fish.
Some seawater gets into your mouth and you get the memory of something.
A fish.
How much am I drinking?
The guy who's standing next to you looks really happy in the water.
And you get the memory of him pissing in the sea.
What if you drink? What if you drink a liter of vodka? You know the last memory of that potato.
Okay, you're really...
I don't know if the potato has memories.
It does.
I would find that out.
I would find that out. You would find it out.
I'm not going to drink a litre of vodka.
Some
what a boring memory.
That's the same. It's the same, actually.
Tree sap.
I don't know why I thought vodka. It's the same as any blood of an animal.
What a boring memory that would be. You all of a sudden down some vodka and all of a sudden just an image of a potato in a field.
Yeah, but that's not the last memory of a potato.
No, the last memory of a potato
could be
you drinking it.
No, because then it becomes
vodka.
Yeah,
be crushed.
Surely it'd be being crushed.
Well, the tree's last memory would be you standing there drinking its sap.
Have a really rare steak and remember the last memory of that cow.
Yes, you would. Yeah.
I don't think there's a litre of blood in that, though.
If you over time,
if you have about
and then you
five,
get the memory.
How long would I have to drink a litre of the same cow?
Yeah, it'd have to be the same.
I'm not going
to
keep one in the freezer and be like, I wonder what the cow is.
No, I want to know what he was thinking.
Milk.
That's a good one. That you would milk. Yeah.
You could milk a cow to the point where you get a litre and then
and
see
then
that cow.
Like,
the last memory would be you milking the cow.
This isn't helpful.
I look really happy.
This isn't helpful.
Then I like this.
Also, I actually quite like it, actually. It feels nice.
Then we would find out if when you get like a litre of milk at the supermarket,
it's not from the same cow. No, it's not. They're just mixed.
Definitely isn't.
I'm not even sure it's from a cow.
I don't remember the cow's last memory. That's weird.
Oh my God, does that mean when I drink like soy milk or oat milk,
you
it's
going to
be the last
one?
The last memory. Yeah, but that's multiple nuts.
Mm.
Ah, but how many would you have to drink before you got the memory?
Yeah,
of
but whose memory would you
nuts?
Get? That's the point. I can
all
never...
of them eventually.
It's all when you get them. A memory of the man who manufactures the nut, and you're like, huh?
Didn't
he's jizzing in the nuts.
Didn't you
say that?
That's
McDonald's milkshakes.
I do this to all the nuts.
A whole litre.
Maggie D's milkshakes. So all of a sudden, after you've been there, going there for like 4 years, all of a sudden you're like, why have I got an image of a guy jizzing into it? Oh, God.
The guy at the counter.
The Big Mac sauce.
Yeah, that big sauce.
Didn't you say it had to be a litre of bodily fluid?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like an almond and that wouldn't work. Then,
what, over 4 years?
If it's not, it's not on body, is it?
It's the body of an almond.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Mate, if I can eat not bread wrong. And call it the body of Christ.
Have we decided this is not a shit superpower then? This is quite
well,
helpful.
No, I mean,
in
no.
terms of crime solving, it is
of murders.
Actually super fucking good.
You're until you're in the dock,
you're just having to consume.
You would either be a crime, like, you know, solver, or
arrested.
Or you would be a serial killer and you just want to consume memories of everything you kill.
See, well, no, because the last memory would be me killing
them.
Yeah,
but you might get. If
off
you
on
were
that.
Inclined, yeah, if you were inclined, you might find sexual gratification. From
or just
watching
gratification.
Yourself kill somebody.
Or just gratification.
Twice.
Like, man, didn't I do a good job at that? Good job,
so
me.
I looked good from that angle.
Yeah, apart from most of them, they'd probably be below me, which means there's about five chins in the way. Man.
You would probably have to work in a morgue.
Yes.
Right.
Well, no, because I think that would be pretty illegal. I'd probably have to
be
associated with the police.
I'd like
people.
Just
no, I can't
famous
wait.
People.
No.
No, but they wouldn't have any
last
left.
Memory.
They'd be
skeleton. Hold on, though.
Bone marrow
fluid. Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
Hold on.
The bones into
into liquid. Yeah.
Before we go any further, explain that one to the police.
What?
Go to the job interview and be like, I can drink bodily fluids.
Oh,
of
explain
dead
it
people.
To the police when they turn up at the morgue and say, I hear you've been drinking lots of
you
people's
be,
blood.
You would
oh,
be
yeah,
the...
but I saw their memories and that yeah, guy did it.
They'd only have to take a chance once.
You
well, that's
be...
what I mean. I'd be like,
take
look,
a chance on me. Let me drink that litre of that guy's bodily fluids and I will tell you exactly
I'm like, look,
him.
They don't
we
even have
into
to be
Mama
dead.
Mia
and then the memory is like literally got killed from behind.
Yeah.
You're like,
I've got nothing.
He was killed in an alleyway. We're in an alleyway.
I'd be like, right.
Yes,
it was dark. It was dark.
Your lowest paid member of staff.
Somebody arrest her.
Whoever
I'm
wants
sorry,
a bonus.
I'm sorry.
If your lowest member of staff wants a bonus, right, go out and find them, get a litre of their bodily fluids, I'll drink it and I'll tell you what their last memory was. I was like, I don't know what they look like.
If you worked in a morgue, though, you'd be like the Dexter of.
I can't
the morgue
do anything,
community.
But it's going to really get me off.
Yeah,
thanks.
You'd be Dexter.
Dexter, because
yeah,
Dexter's
yeah.
like a. He's a. What is he?
The bodies had come in, you'd.
He's in
pissed.
I'd just
and
chuck
then
a straw.
Like, you'd be like, I am a vigilante now, I'll go and.
Like Batman.
Give my own justice.
I'd be like, justice. See, you killed a guy. Good job.
Eventually,
and then
though,
they kill you.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe or maybe not.
So what would you
maybe
I
I'd kill them back.
I into the serial killers that I know
I know that you.
I'm not doing anything about it, bro, but.
What would your name be then?
It's Superior just bodily name. Fluids, isn't it?
I mean, you just said,
that's
like, we just said vigilante, so you could be like Batman, but like vampire Batman.
But I don't have to just drink blood, it's any bodily fluid.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do I feel like
yourself?
Guzzling?
I'm trying to go to something.
I was going to be
the
really
guzzler.
Nice to say something like Dreamcatcher.
The guzzler.
Oh, that's really nice.
The guzzler.
The
you've
guzzler.
Gone with the guzzler.
The dream guzzler.
The dream guzzler.
The guzzler.
The dream guzzler.
Look, it's got to be a bad...
DG on your chest.
It's got to be a bad superpower, so you can't have a good superhero name.
Yeah, no, they've got to be rubbish names.
Oh, the dream guzzler.
Dream guzzler.
The dream guzzler.
DG on your chest, and that you're standing there right next to Superman. He's like, what do you do? You don't want to know.
No, I'll show
it'd be
you.
Like when, it'd be like when Deadpool and that are trying to recruit more people for the X-Force. It's like, you don't want me.
Walk in, walk out.
What's your name, Peter? What's your superpower? Peter.
Damn, that guy's good.
Put him
on the team.
He's got a great mustache.
You would have a mustache if you were the dream guzzler.
No, because you're getting your mustache, wouldn't it? No, getting your. Well, I'd have to wear a disguise.
Getting your mustache.
What? Like, you got glasses, a mustache, fake nose, everything.
Well, like, you know, Superman, he wears glasses, he's Clark Kent.
That's a good point.
If I wear a mustache, suddenly. I'm the Dream Guzzler.
The Dream Guzzler went that way somewhere.
There's no one around here with a mustache.
Yeah, I have no idea. He went that way. What does he do? That's disgusting.
Have you got any bodily fluids going on?
All right, have we got anything?
You won't believe what I can do.
I'd love you in a bar, would it? Give us a litre of your bodily fluids. I bet I can have your last memory.
Just picture the police standing around the body as you're just drinking it, and they're like, what is going on? You're like, I'm nearly there.
It's coming to me.
Oh, God, mate. Oh, God. It's a bad day. Oh, God.
This guy's got way too much iron in his blood.
They'd be going, I'm not sure we should have let him do this, but the bet's worth it.
I can't wait until literally you have to stand up in court in front of a judge and go, it was him. I know.
Get him, Phyllis.
Because I sucked the blood of the victim after they were dead, and I guess the police allowed me to do that? I guess it's all good.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
I swears it, Judge. They allowed me.
No,
you can actually become some type of superhero.
Absolutely
though.
No, genuinely,
definitely. Actually can with absolutely. That power.
I could.
Or a super
as
villain.
Long as the person knew the killer.
I mean,
who
actually,
killed them?
Yeah.
You actually could solve crime.
It was this guy with glasses and stuff. I don't recognise him though.
It was kind of dark.
I mean, actually, you kind of would be better as
off.
A super villain.
Yeah.
Because like, somebody all of a sudden types in the code to a safe, all of a sudden, and then you kill them.
True.
Their blood.
Yeah, but if I'm that close,
that's
I can remember the code.
Very specific. Yeah, if
surely if I'm that
yeah,
close, I could just see
the
code.
Last putting in the code and then you kill them, you're literally at the door they put the code in.
I was going to say.
Ha, I've got him now. I will drink his blood now.
Because
long...
if you waited,
we
the next member would be him walking into the
how
we
long,
actually
how
didn't
long
talk
are we cutting
about
memories?
Long.
I was going to say, how long are we cutting memories?
Because if you're watching him already put the code in.
A minute?
Because that's the last memory, then you've probably already seen him put the code in.
Yeah, I guess you see their last
yeah, but even
memory.
If it, even if it was like 2 minutes, that's still quite a short period of time.
Well, you ain't got to walk far from the safe to your blooming desk. And
I mean, they do.
Why am I at the desk?
Well, you press the button, you're like, excuse
was...
me, I need to check how much you've got in the safe.
There was, you really sus, you're sitting there in a Superman outfit.
No, with glasses
with a mustache.
And a mustache.
Yeah, it says
with DG. DG on
you. You wouldn't happen to be the Guzzler, would you?
No.
No. As you put the straw in your pocket.
Oh, no, we're a new delivery company.
No. Got the little things on the side, the rings, and just like straws in there.
All right, who's next? Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Be brave.
You go next. Okay, so your superpower, sir, is... You have the ability to take off your own genitals and grow new ones.
What, and throw them at people? Not a very good weapon.
What happens to the old ones?
Whatever you want.
As I said, throw it at someone.
You can sell them, mate.
Do you want to come into my spare room? Look, here's my old dicks.
It's got to be a money-making scene.
It's a ball thrower.
There's a scheme there
the
to make money.
It's
right?
The 50 Shades of Grey scene. Have a look in my room.
The dark web there.
Yeah, but can you pick
box
which...
Box them up and sell them on the dark web.
Each time, do you get to pick which genital? Like, vagina?
Well,
no,
I guess what grows back is random. Weird.
That's what I mean.
Imagine pulling it off and then just giant black dick grows back. You're like,
you know what? I don't need this superpower.
I feel
anymore.
Like this superpower has fulfilled its
this
purpose.
This is perfect.
As in you...
And then accidentally catch it one day. Oh,
I was
going to
say, is it a thing where like if you knock it too hard, it'll... Come on.
So
no,
also,
he's got
does
a,
it?
He's
does
got
it?
A pull. Every time you wank it, just come on.
Does it come? Is it?
Oh, not again.
Is it like pulling something off that's a really strong magnet, or do you have to rip it off and it's like?
I feel
it's
like
carnage down there.
I feel like you got.
I
have
thought
a good
it was just
pull.
Like.
I feel like it's got to be. A
I thought
real
it was just like you think about it
yank.
And it drops.
And I mean, to be fair, I'd still probably.
Every day a new dick. What am I going to get today?
Oh, it's a baby dick.
I've had this one for a few hours. Let's go
my
again.
My point is, could you wake up and one day it'd be a vagina?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this is new.
I mean, because it says remove genitals.
How do you remove?
Grow new one.
Mm. Wait, if I pull my nipples off, do I get tits?
I don't think
they're
genitals.
They're not genitals. Oh. But how would you tear
they're not genitals.
How would you tear a vagina off?
Well, that's my. That's why I'm thinking it might just be you have
via
to
via the lips.
You have to think
so you,
about
so you,
it.
So you've had
depends how big they
the
are.
The whole insides come out.
So say you got these powers the first time you had a wank.
Go like on. What?
11, whatever age
he
you
discovered
were.
Well, it's right so here, discovered right
it. Now. You just discovered it. Oh, actually. You discovered it then.
We're all sitting around here.
For some reason, you're drinking bodily fluids at the table.
Yeah.
You discovered for some reason, you're jacking off at the table, I guess.
You discovered it at a young
age. It's been a boring episode.
And you've been doing it for years, and all of a sudden, you do just find there's a vagina down there instead, and you're like, yeah. I'm kind of stuck now.
Nah, honestly, that would be a whole new ball game.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like...
You'd be able to be like...
Good.
So are you just
get to try
these...
something new.
So you're just
like, well, now I know how it works.
Personal gain.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to do it for any benefit of anyone else?
As wait until I turn up to a burning building with my giant penis.
What are you going to do? Piss on it?
Well, no, I'd find the right one.
I'd find the right one.
You're just
going to
piss on it like a fire hose.
It's like a multi-tool.
It doesn't grow back immediately, surely.
Or is it like Rapunzel?
No, it
lay your fair hair down.
And it's a new one.
Someone else's. You've stolen someone else's penis.
You could just make money.
Oh my god, maybe
freak
that's what
show.
It is.
I mean, you could just make money by selling them.
Yeah,
that'd
on
be
dark,
one
well,
hell of an act at a
what
strip.
What's someone
club?
Else going to do with it? It's going to be a limp penis.
There's going to be people out there.
There's
going to
be someone.
Great, in a box.
It would be great for the
you might start
customer.
To run out of markets.
A dick in a box.
Dick in a box.
You might start to run out of the market after a while.
No, it's a new surprise. It's
that
like,
or the same guy keeps ordering from you.
Oh, you could do a mystery box.
Yeah, mystery box. Just like, what's in the box?
You keep sending me the wrong one. You stole mine when I was younger. I need it back.
I bought a box from the dark web. I wonder what's inside. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
It's a mutilated
Justin
penis.
Justin Timberlake sent it to me.
Oh, I've already had this penis. I got this last year.
7 would have been a very different kind of
fireplace.
Oh, you know, I might as well have them and sort it out.
He's going to do an Etsy shop of them.
Yeah, just make it like an
make
Etsy.
Make one into a keychain if it's extra small.
He's going to sell them as a brand of dildo.
Yeah, might as well.
But they're always flaccid.
Yeah, exactly.
Depends on when to pull it off.
I was going to say.
No, because the...
Blood will stay in there, surely.
The blood
surely
well?
It's got to.
Yeah. Yeah,
if not, you just bleed out and die.
You and the dream guzzler would get on really well.
Bleeding out each time.
Yeah,
but I don't want his last memories.
Authentic.
The last memories.
It wouldn't be his.
Penis dildos.
It wouldn't be his.
He's not mugging someone else with their penis.
Real field dildos.
It's not.
Roll up. Got a stall out in the blooming marketplace.
It's no.
As you just jack, rip. There you go, sir.
Which
one would you like?
I mean, madam.
Whatever you're. Yeah, whatever
do you like this one? No, I can do a different one. Hang on.
Hold on, I'll just go around
give
the back.
Me a second. Erect or flaccid?
So,
big or small?
At the moment, you're either
would you
a
like
pervert
the balls as well?
Or you're on the black market. But I think it would be better if you were a vigilante and just threw them at people.
Yeah, but you'd have to have a reasonably sized one each time to make it worthwhile.
No, I feel like they would still hurt. But yeah. Actually, you would throw them at a criminal. They'd be like. Why
yeah,
are you throwing a dick
to
at
be
me?
Fair,
and then they'll be caught off guard and they'll
your
be
pants and pulled your penis off.
I feel like
I'd be like, I give up.
Oh my
yeah,
god,
exactly.
He's a psycho.
I surrender.
And yours is next.
And if you
say,
do rip
you
one
do
off
it,
that is actually massive,
it's
you could use it as a
okay.
It says his own genitals.
Don't make me rip your penis off. You might get a bigger one later.
Feels like the perfect.
What about it's not a different one every time, it's the same one every time.
That's just boring.
That's boring.
That's just like, oh, I've had this one.
Oh, same dick for life.
Oh, what's the point?
Oh my god, as you get older, are you just going to get more and more wrinkly dicks? Though?
Yeah, like, but like, you know, when you get old and your balls are like gone, they're like down there somewhere. Oh, a new one.
Hey.
Yeah, but would you just get one of a similar age?
The balls never change.
Yeah, the balls are always the same. But
yeah, but then you've got the chance of getting like a baby dick.
Yeah, but
like literally.
You could mix and match.
You could just pull the balls off.
One ball.
I was going to say, it says genitals as a whole.
Yeah. So you could pull the balls off and
just
have different
the one.
Balls to
oh,
penis.
You could pull off one
what
at a time.
What if you pulled a ball off and a penis was there instead?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, because that
like
could
a tripod.
Potentially happen.
Oh, that could, it's random.
Like a tripod. You could have a penis
double
and then a vagina comes
dick. There is a man that was born with two penises.
Or if you pulled off a ball and suddenly there's a tiny vagina.
Oh.
Hold on.
Teeny tiny.
A teeny tiny vagina.
Why would you curl your dick, man?
Maybe I can fuck myself. We will find out, won't we?
I hope not.
Next
so, so what's your name?
Oh, yeah. What's your superhero name?
It's got to be something genital.
Genitals be gone.
Genital Jack.
GJ. Love it.
GJ.
GJ.
GJ. There you go. Genital Jack. Strikes genital again. Jack.
I could just see you in a massive
strikes again
inflatable
on black
penis outfit.
You could just be general.
Just a full penis outfit. Yeah. Just walking into
shuffle
a room.
Shuffle along.
I'll save the day. What are you gonna do?
Bank robbery. And he just
I'll rip my own dick off
and throw them into the bank.
And hit the bank robbers with
I'm like, no, slow down. I need to stare at the code and then kill him and drink his blood.
And hit him over the head with a dick. Aha!
I'll pistol hit you whip. Next time, Guzzler.
As you oh, yeah. Them. Would you be enemies? Would you be arch
well, apparently, if he's going to go and save
no,
the
I
day
feel like we'd be part of the same crew.
Yeah. You'd be like, what are you doing here?
I thought you were supposed to rob this bank next week.
As he's shutting the bank door, you can rip your penis off and throw it into the door so it catches. Okay. And doesn't shut.
Yeah.
Like, ow.
Like a boomerang. The balls.
Maybe you could be like a shop. If you're selling on the black market, you could be just Genitals R Us. The adult
Dicks
version.
Dicks R Us.
Yeah.
Boys toys.
Boys toys.
I knew you were going to go there. I was watching you. In your face,
the
and
cogs,
I can see
the
it.
Cogs.
The cogs were wearing.
Cocks,
the cocks
were
wearing.
Did you just say
the cocks? No, the
cocks
were wearing.
I was like,
I'm not sure I was selling
cocks.
Yeah,
it's very popular in Amsterdam.
I feel like me and the Guzzler would get on well.
Yeah, you would.
Right.
Actually, hold on.
I'll go next. I ain't getting Goblin.
Right.
You could still.
I could get Goblin.
So, anything you eat can be teleported into somebody else's stomach as long as you can see them.
So, oh, you're good.
So, yeah, I'm good. I just moved to Africa.
Oh, what?
Starving children.
I thought you meant like...
give them the food that you were going to eat.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Isn't that the same thing?
No. You don't get the pleasure of the
could
taste.
Could I just do
yeah,
it?
Surely if you were like on a... Could you have a live stream?
You
so you can
tell
see
right
them.
Now, but
well,
I had
was about
a
to say,
wonderful steak. It's in your stomach.
We'll
but
do it.
I enjoyed it so much.
We'll do
so
it. Good. We'll do it over. We'll do it over Zoom. It's fine.
You can see them. You do. It's not they have to see you.
I can't wait.
Imagine that though.
Poor African child's got to watch you eat that sandwich.
Yes,
and then
but
go,
then.
Oh, thank
no, because they don't
exactly.
No,
they don't have to see him. They're just suddenly full. They're like,
you guys are doing exactly the same thing again. This guy. I'll set up a Zoom call in the middle of Sudan. Just in the middle of nowhere. Oh, I've got Wi-Fi access. It's all
in
fine. This poor starving child definitely
I'm
has
sure
access.
I'm sure there's some network
I bet they
out
do.
There.
I bet they do.
They're all
one laptop for the whole village.
I just end up...
No. Somebody has to travel 7 miles to get to that scene.
Although it says you just have to see them. Is it in a live moment or could I look at a picture?
No, you just got
to
see them.
Yeah.
I mean, they might
doesn't say in person.
Sounds
could be looking at a picture of someone that's dead.
Sounds a little bit nancy, but like a class photo maybe.
And then someone is grave and was like, why is there a sandwich in this guy's stomach?
It's just bones and a sandwich.
A full sandwich, like
turkey sandwich inside the coffin.
Is it a case that you have to think about who you're giving it to?
You've just got to look at Amazon to teleport that food to them.
Because if you were,
I would like to feed William Shakespeare.
So if you worked in a crime lab,
you
could really fuck
with
it.
Corpse.
But it doesn't have a stomach left in the ribs.
Yeah, there's just a sandwich sat in there.
With the bones.
In the bones.
That's it.
They're like, hang on, this looks modern.
See, now I was thinking of the other way. Like,
you could kill someone.
If you downed a load of bleach.
Or a bomb.
Oh my. And then before it had hit you and killed you.
Can I send it to Donald Trump?
As you're drinking it, you could send it.
You could, that's what I was thinking. Like,
that's
you could really poison people.
You could genuinely just kill people.
He'd
that
be
would
the
be
best
good.
Assassin
and
ever.
And no one would know.
Literally an assassin.
Put
a bomb.
You could do it from your house.
Give me a picture of the person you want to kill.
No one would know.
Bleach, done. They're
I was.
Dead.
He was poisoned by bleach. And then no one would know of me.
Yeah. And then it'd be like, put a hand grenade in there. Yeah.
What, in your mouth?
Yeah, no, just, I mean...
That's a risky game to play, isn't it?
Well, pull it as it goes down.
This isn't a real picture of him.
It does actually... Anything you eat.
Yeah.
Anything.
It doesn't say food. Wow. It's just anything
you
eat.
Has it got to be whole?
You could swallow a nail and then put it in somebody else's stomach for no reason.
Just for fans, because they got to shit that out.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you would be the best assassin ever.
Can you eat a squeaker?
we can't tell who the murderer was. Let me just put this. where is he?
He's
over
there.
rubber duck or something like that.
Anything you eat, as long as you can consume it.
Honestly,
wait,
somewhat...
does it have to be through your mouth or can it be done through the bum?
Consumed.
That's not well.
Eaten.
Eaten, yeah.
Mm. I'm just thinking about how I could really...
It's not really going into my stomach very well.
I'm just thinking about how you it's could really inconvenience just people through. Generally.
It has got to get to your stomach, though. It did specify that it's got to get to your stomach.
Which means,
it dies of bleach.
Which means if I drink bleach, it's going to burn my throat.
Yeah. It would.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it would burn your
throat. But you could take like a cyanide pill and swallow it.
True.
You just got to make sure you send that at the right time.
Yes. But it's got to be like a Gaviscon one.
Well,
so
no,
like,
you just make sure that the poison itself is in a hard shell that
would slowly dissolve. Yeah.
If it dissolves before it gets to the stomach, it's going to kill
dissolve,
me. Anyway.
Yeah, anything that in a dissolvable container. So then
put it
like,
in a sandwich.
Right, it's probably hit my stomach by now. I'll send it.
Put it in a sandwich. But then it won't dissolve.
The sandwich isn't
going
to take that long to dissolve. It's bread.
Well, yeah, but it'll take a little bit longer than just. A cyanide pill.
Yeah, you guys are going pretty hard. I'm thinking of how to just mildly inconvenience people I don't like. So,
yeah,
like,
so
if someone I know is really lactose intolerant, I'm
just
going to sit and
drink
a load of milk.
Allergy.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Somebody, if somebody comes and I need this person dead, they've got a nut allergy. You go, easy.
I'll eat some nuts.
Give me a peanut.
Yeah. I'm not buying them.
I'm not doing that.
It's their business expenses.
Yeah, that'd be expensive.
Imagine putting that on your business expenses.
I want honey-coated cashews, please.
Yeah, but you're all going for death. I'm just going
for... I'll buy the
maybe
nuts,
make them
like,
shit
I'm
their pants.
I'm going to bill you at the end of this.
But you're a bad guy. Or...
No, I'm a hitman.
You can take down literally the FBI's most wanted.
Exactly.
Provided
they know what their allergies are.
Just well, no.
And if it's a skin allergy, I'm out.
Or they give you a dissolve.
If it's a skin allergy, I'm out something. Of it. I can't do anything about that, I'm afraid. I mean, sorry, my remit.
You would work well with the government. Because they'd just be like, here's a thing that will dissolve.
Yeah, apart from you wouldn't get paid.
You wouldn't even have to leave your house. The government has just come
to
you.
That's true.
And they'd be like, here's a big fat check. Kill this guy for
it'd be
us.
Like getting a HelloFresh box, but it's just a bunch of cyanide.
It's just a bunch of pictures.
HelloFresh. Yeah, pictures and cyanide.
They turn up with, like, we've designed these.
Oh,
it's not take an hour to dissolve.
It's not a recipe. Mm. It's just a person's face. Okay, they don't like peanuts.
And then they're like, oh no, I accidentally put a picture of my cute little nan in there. Someone accidentally put their holiday photos in.
It's almost like Death Note, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is a bit
right?
like Death Note.
Yeah, sounds
a bit
like
Death
Note.
No, I'm just going
choose
for...
choose the way they die. And
that is true.
Yep.
I'm just going for mildly inconveniencing people.
Mine's definitely the best power so far.
Does that mean you're Bite Yagami?
I don't think so.
Bite Yagami.
Yeah, it's not light, is he? He's
Bite
Yagami.
Well, you have to drink bodily fluid. You have to take your dick off. We don't have to. That's
you don't have to.
You have to.
But I can.
It's sterile. You can if you want to. I can actually eat decent things, but someone else might not like it. What's my name then?
I told you, Bite Yagami. Not Light Yagami.
Two stomachs.
Two stomachs.
Yeah. It goes from yours to the other.
The consumer.
The ghost eater.
Oh,
the consumer.
The consumer.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
And now it's my turn.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Goblin
probably something about eating dicks.
Goblin part two.
Probably eating the dicks that he's ripped off.
Is it dicks?
You can pull out a completely random item out of your ass.
There's actually a power of that on is it Extraordinary that we watched last year.
Yeah.
He 3D prints stuff out of his ass.
Except I don't have a choice what
it
comes
just
out.
It comes out.
Oh, I see.
It's a completely random item.
It could be a Boeing 3737.
It could be
a Boeing 737.
It's going to take a while to get this one out.
Give us a while and it's going to be a big bug.
You are going to be...
Hold on. We're up to the wings.
Oh, shit.
You will be the poster child for lube.
I'm just in a government facility bent over a desk. What are we going to get next?
We've got 10 miles of rope.
Like a magic show.
Wait, it burns. There's a guy on the end of this rope.
it's a Sherpa.
I've been stuck on Everest for years.
Jim Carrey comes out.
Yes.
I'll have a ride with
us.
I mean, if it was you could pull an item out of your ass, that'd be great. But the randomness is...
Yeah, but it could be a gold bar.
It could be.
I mean, it took me a lot of time.
Once in a life.
You've got to roll that dice
once in a while.
I've got to take the risk.
Is it every time you need to go for a shit?
No, it's just when I feel like pulling
something out
of
his
ass.
Oh my god,
maybe
what if
I
you
go
found...
today, I'm going to take the risks.
You'd have a really
out.
Traumatic experience from shitting out of the Boeing 737, and you're like, yeah, not again. never again.
Yeah, I think things would come out
easy. I guess it expands as it comes out.
Well, that's my thought. Does it just sort of...
I feel like you'd be ruined for life after that plane.
After that plane?
After that one plane.
I'd say a lot of other people.
The amount of items there are in this world, I've got to be super unlucky.
There's quite a lot of variants of planes.
There's to be fair, that's only in the middle ground. You could get a giant fucking cargo ship to come out your ass.
Yeah, battleship. Yep.
Well, at least it's streamlined.
Does it have to be an item, or can it be like an animal or like a plant?
It just says item.
Or are you going to pull Everest out your ass?
Living things.
I climbed Everest. Well, it came out my ass. So I was on top of it.
Technically, I was on top of the world at one point.
No, it's got to be an item. So I'm all right.
I mean, if you were to shit
out... So not people?
Ish. No, it can't be a living thing.
So you wouldn't be able to help find missing children?
I mean, if you...
Here they are.
What happened to you? My parents. I fucking knew it.
If you shout out,
we're looking at you, McCanns.
If you shout out the Hogwarts Express, it would literally like change the meaning of ran a train on you.
It's a fact. Like, you're just saying items, which is fine. That's still like entails.
What if something that was long lost came out?
It would be long.
What, like my keys?
No, just like an Aztec totem or something that people.
Oh, the Holy Grail. Where'd you get that?
Pulled
it out of my ass.
Came out like Jesus's cup.
Oh, look!
Needs a bit of a wash.
No drink from it.
I mean, you'd probably be quite rich, could just sell it to loads of museums.
Right? Yeah. Like, you could literally pull out like long lost items.
Yeah.
Or do you reckon, like, if something that was already in a museum
came
out of my ass, it'd disappear from the museum?
Yeah.
And come out of my ass.
You can't have two of them.
No.
You're not a printer.
So I've stolen it. Could you imagine the guy who's looking at it at the time and then, like, did they see my anus as it disappears through?
Like a portal?
That is it. It's
wait,
a portal.
No, because then
it'd be the other side.
That means that a security guard might go, and then you end up dragging that
it's
out.
It's not
with
a delay.
It.
Once the item it'd be like
when. No, while it's getting pulled through.
Give me that back. Like, just and you're.
It'd be like when someone has
up on a table.
Like when someone has
unexpected
twins.
Yeah.
Like if one comes out like, hang on a minute, there's something else coming out here. Oh, okay, it's a human finger.
Just the finger because the portal closes.
What if he was tying up at that moment and just cut his finger off?
Clench.
Yeah, yeah.
Just clench real hard.
You'd be like, hang on, a man's trying to come out of my ass.
I'd probably give him a hand.
Get back in there, you.
Come on, bud. You're having a bad day, mate.
And is it
going to get any better?
Is it coming from your like stomach and guts and stuff, or is it literally your butthole?
No, just right.
Your butthole itself
is
the
basically
portal.
Just the portal.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that's getting destroyed is your butthole. Your entire body's
fine. Yeah, his stomach's
fine. Yeah, that's all right.
Mm. The poor guy's stomach alone. His arsehole's going to be obliterated.
I mean, mine's already
too late.
Mine's already obliterated at this point. Why not everybody else's? Yours is because of all the blood.
Why is yours?
Because I could.
No, I feel like.
You never know.
With great power comes great responsibility. No, I feel like it would be the arsehole itself would be so expandable because of what.
Can you imagine though the Boeing 737? Your arse just goes.
Yeah, well.
And you'd be like,
this
is gonna hurt.
When you think it's a fart, no, it's not. It's a plane.
I shouldn't have rolled that dice today.
Just throws out a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, do you pick when it happens?
Well, hey, where's the keys?
What happened? What happened?
Oh, no.
What happened here? I followed through.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you picking when it happens? Was that?
Yeah.
Or it just right? Okay.
No.
You just don't know what it's gonna be.
Yeah, but
so
like,
you're just sat there going, a bit bored. Wonder what I can pull out my ass.
Just. Basic human curiosity make me roll that dice.
You would,
at least
quite
times.
Often. You would be lucky on like 1% of the time it'll be a P. Another time
it'll
be...
Or it would just be something of value or like... Do you know what I mean? I'd roll
that dice
without a doubt.
A paperclip.
You'd be like,
I'm rolling that dice every fucking day.
I'm just imagining as you're getting older and then all of a sudden your ass is very loose by this point and you're just like...
Well, no, because surely we're saying that it just goes back to what it was.
Yeah, no.
So
I feel like it just expands.
So you're actually just going to have the tightest arsehole.
It's like
it's
the mouth.
Gonna...
the tightest.
It's like the mouth.
Because he has to close.
Captain Marvel. It's like a portal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's basically a portal.
Plus, what you've basically just said about the guy's finger getting chopped off, it must close proper tight.
Yeah.
Mm.
If not, he's constantly got a portal.
It's just a portal.
He's rummaging around in there. What we got this time? No.
No. Put it back. At that point, it's just going in my ass. Yeah.
It's just a pocket at this point. It's an extra pocket.
So your name's,
what's this, a cyanide?
Your name's got to have something to do with portal and anus. Portal anus. Mm. Like coral anus, but portal anus.
Yeah, I know.
Bad name,
yeah.
I have.
A bad name? Doesn't have to be a bad name.
The poo portal of potential.
The PPP.
PPP. Pippi.
The PPP.
The triple P.
The poo portal of potential.
I'm just a natural.
The random arser.
Really.
The random arser.
The random arser.
Yeah.
Oh, like randomizer, but random arser. Yeah, I like that. That's really good.
The random arser.
Really good.
There we go.
I think moral of the story is don't go last again.
I think the moral random of the story arson. Is
that's fine.
Who knows what Sheenie's going to pull out of his ass?
Ah, this episode. And on that note, it's time for us to chuff off. All you summoners can join us next time for a brand new scenario. If you've got any questions or queries or just want to see what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at How Not to Summon, or join our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our link tree to find all our links. I've been the random arser.
What have I been?
I can't remember what mine
was. Oh, it was Genital Jim.
Genital
Jim.
I can't remember what mine was now.
No, it just means we forgot it, basically.
It's been a memorable episode.
Memorable
episode. See you later.
See you later, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.